His mission is to spend 6 months in space to help build the International Space Station. He says all of this is a long way from his little hometown.
It's a little overwhelming, actually, when I think about it, and I don't take a lot of time to think about it. I'm still trying to focus on being prepared to just do the job and to do the job basically one day at a time. But every once in a while, I sit back and ponder where I am. I have to pinch myself.
Williams and Russian cosmonaut Pavel Vinograv will conduct experiments and go on three spacewalks. They also get to hit a golf ball during one of those spacewalks.
Pavel Vinogradov, my crewmate, will basically putt the ball away. He's not going to take a big swing. It's not possible to do it in that spacesuit anyway.
Williams flew in Space Shuttle Atlantis 6 years ago, but the explosion of Shuttle Columbia in 2003 forced a closer working relationship with the Soyuz program and the former Soviet Union.
I'm still overwhelmed with the irony of being here working with a country and a program with such a rich history, considering they used to be our enemy.
The hope is that once the space station is finished, space travel to places like Mars can begin. Williams says reaching beyond our own boundaries is important for the human race. He plans to share it with students from Winter. They'll get a chance to talk to him while he's on the space station.
We just can't have education. The people being educated have to be inspired and motivated. So I think it's important in that this is a very inspirational activity.
Williams will blast off Wednesday night around 8:30 Wisconsin time. He says in a way he'll be taking a piece of the whole state with him, including photos from his hometown. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.